Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is the internationally known DJ TDK, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Welcome back, y'all. What's up, J2?
Welcome back. It's 2023.
It's a whole new year.
Welcome back.
Oh, nothing. Just ready to try to get back in the groove. I was enjoying my little break. And
right.
I've been eating and cooking, and my numbers have been showing. So it was good. It was good.
It was really great. It was really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I cooked. I even, okay, for Christmas, I had, you know, ham and stuff like that. But for New Year's, I did it the countryfied way, and I had some booty noodles.
If y'all know what that is, that's chitlins.
Yes, yes.
For white people, it's chitterlings.
Okay. And yams and coleslaw and spaghetti and black-eyed peas and cornbread. And it was
delicious. It's a tradition for us to eat the black-eyed peas. The more black-eyed peas you eat, they're supposed to be said that you're supposed to be prosperous in that year to eat the black-eyed peas.
But I want them to eat this.
I want them to eat this, Big Mouth. The views and the opinions of Death or Sub are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J-Tip. And we use our opinions for entertainment purposes only. The views and opinions are not the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio or any other entity. And that's what's up.
That's what's up. So
welcome
it
back.
It was wonderful to see all the different countries because I stayed home and watched TV. I had caviar.
You went big on them. Caviar.
Champagne, shrimps, lobster. I had a good New Year's Eve. So, in light of that, after watching everybody bring their New Year's Eve in, you know what time it is.
Yes, and let's go and do it, baby.
Let's go. It's time for the country count.
Let's go.
To our folks out in Australia, New Zealand, Brazil,
let's go,
Peru, Japan, China, Canada, Germany, Australia.
Australia.
Zimbabwe. Uganda. Kenya. Argentina. The Netherlands. Who else?
Finland.
Yep.
Okay, there go.
Croatia. And you know who the last one is on the list.
Last but not least is the United States of America. Yeah.
Also, I want to give a shout out to Blog Talk Radio because without you, we would not
We wouldn't
have this platform. How about that?
Exactly.
Thank you. So big up to Blog Talk Radio.
Just love y'all. You know what? I want people to listen from Yeah, I want to try to get some listeners from what's the war with Russia and Ukraine, man. If we got some of them on there, man, I love y'all. And we want to hear from y'all. And also, I want to say the people that are participating in Kwanzaa.
Okay.
Yeah, that we love y'all too. We love y'all too. Chime in. Let us know what you're doing.
We still in Kwanzaa. You know? I'm sorry to sound ignorant, y'all.
We still in Kwanzaa. Well, so look, if they want to call in, they can call in 563-999-3477. Y'all call in right now.
I know what I need to do.
Listen to the show.
Go ahead. Hello?
Oh, I'm good. What you need to do? What you need to do?
I need to say shout out to the folks in India. My apologies. Scheherazade.
Okay, India.
I miss you, princess. Ooh.
Okay.
But yeah, I forgot to shout India out of all places.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
India. So, we love you too now.
Okay. So what else are you up to, J2? How's everything?
Okay.
How's everything out there in Dallas? What's happening out in
Utah? Okay, let me tell you what my Christmas was like. My Christmas and New Year's, I just chilled out with my wife. We just had a nice little quaint meal. I did something different with my turkey. I brined it, y'all. I brined my turkey. It came out so juicy. So we had just the regular stuff for Christmas, the greens. My wife was, she didn't like the greens that we got because we didn't get just the leaf greens. We got the shredded greens. And she's like,
I'm with her.
She's like, where's the real leaf greens?
One. Where'd she get that? Where'd you find them at?
Okay, I can't say specifically where she got the greens at, but it was like we were trying to hustle up and get some. You know, when you in Dallas community.
Were they canned greens? That's not like canned greens.
No, we didn't do no glory. We didn't do no canned greens. We don't do that over here. But I think she got them from Walmart, and she was like, "Okay, these are gonna be regular greens." But when she opened the package up, it was like, "Oh my God, these are shredded," and it was mostly the stems and stuff. So she was "I'm not feeling comfortable with that." So I'm like, okay, but
greens are usually like that.
Yeah. Okay, glory green's good. I'm not knocking glory green.
Not at all.
Okay, I'm not
going to
knock
when
glory.
When I've needed them, they've come through when I needed them. I know I'm having, hold on. I'll be right back. I'm having a hot flash for real. Hold on. Keep talking.
Okay, so what happened was we had to kind of fix it up a little bit, put some neck bone in there. We put a little some in there, a little cayenne and salt and pepper, So they eventually came out good. And, you just take your time. But for New Year's, my mother had to go to mom's house, made some black eyed peas, some cabbage, with the okra. But, don't like slimy okra. I do not like slimy okra. It has to be crispy.
Okra. I love
okra.
Yeah, it's
the slimy type
though,
Big Mouth.
I love slimy okra. I love fried okra.
You like that?
Yes, I'll be putting that in my black eyed peas, cutting that okra up. I got a couple of bags in my freezer right now of okra.
Okay, I think we got a couple of bags too. The okra and some greens left over that we didn't cook. And I'm like, okay, baby. Somebody, she gonna make them green. That was gonna do.
That sounds good to me.
So it was really good cornbread, And we really didn't do the 2 months this year. This year was like, okay, we're gonna spend it by ourselves. We're not going out with these crazy people. Just make sure we bring the new year in right.
Right.
We just brought the new year in, right? And that's what's up.
Okay. Well, speaking of that's what's up, what am I going to do next? I got to get back into the groove of this and what I'm doing.
Okay.
So while I'm trying to marinate and get myself together, how about,
Okay, I got something else to say, too. Okay,
what?
We want to give love to Damar Hamlin family.
Oh,
Damar
right.
Hamlin. Yeah, the guy that collapsed on the field at the game
right.
this weekend. We just want to give them thanks. We're praying for y'all. He's a great football player.
As
you know,
the ambulance drives by.
Right. There it happens.
As the ambulance rides by.
Right.
Shout out. I got to give a shout out to the men of Kappa Alpha Psi. Today is your founder's
day.
Today is your founder's day.
Yo.
What is it? Hold on. Uh-oh, here we go. Was it J5? Is that what it's called? J5? Well, shout out to, we know I better, first and foremost, give a shout out to 2G's himself, Mr.
Okay.
Kappa Alpha Psi. Strictly noob.
That's right.
So,
and, you know, also, you need to give me a shout-out.
You got the horn. How about that? You got the horn.
You got me over here cheesing.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm cheesing like a cheesecake.
Well, happy Founders Day, gentlemen. And you know what?
Thank you very much, Danelle.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
That's what's up. Heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. On some things. Four and four. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. On some things. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. On some things. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. I spoke to Yahweh. I've been meditating. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. Lately, I've been putting my life into perspective, reflective, but my past being retrospective. Looking at the good and the bad in my early days, wondering if I still got a path to the pearly gates. Life wasn't always the way that it is today. It used to take me damn near losing my life just to pray. But nowadays, I'm more conscious of my ways, and all it takes is me waking up to give him praise. Came a long way from who I was and what I did once. All I used to care about was sipping, drinking big blunts. But now I got a family and they counting on me. To give them what they need, I climb the highest mountain on me. So every day I'm working on the enemy to find the best way that I can balance out my energy. Nobody's perfect, no matter what it looks like on the surface. Just hoping I get closer to my purpose. Amen. I spoke to Yahweh, I've been meditating. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. On some things. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. On some things. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. Yeah. And I told him I'm hesitating on some things. Yeah. I spoke to Yahweh, I've been meditating. Yeah. I'm on the call, switching over to God. I got the devil waiting. I'm out lasting them out, casting them elevating. Key master looking for keepers at heaven's gate. Heat faster to beat, the mothers hesitate. His suspicion of the snitches be saying things. Acting like a Broadway play, mama, I wanna sing. Just because I'm from the hood don't mean I gotta bang. I'm neighborhood affiliated, the police gang. They say my neighbors say it's soft like under their breath. We mutilated like people living under the steps. We stay impressed, there'll be none of us left. The food desert got a mercy for blood. Hungry for death to give us scraps from the feast. We acted like we are made. Street blacks like beasts, are locked us right in a cage. Every day I fight for freedom, cause it's not just a phase. I'm not just playing, you don't get to tell me how to behave. Nah. I spoke to Yahweh, I've been meditating. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. On some things. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. And I told him I'm hesitating on some things. And I told him I'm hesitating on some things. I spoke to Yahweh, I've been meditating. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things.
I'm like Nelly with a visa. You only show me off at nighttime. Fight time is what it is. Cause I hear killing kids, but y'all wanna pray with them and stay with them. Build back up to slave quarters and stay with them. Yeah. What is slavery in the name of the Christ? They come knocking at my door, watch them running them off. We were fine before they put hell in our mind. I died second time to find out. Time. through my ancestors. No more, no less. Ain't no title, no fee, God, wanna be free. Yeah, but y'all flipping religion, pushing division cool. Yeah. I want my family back for the evening, keep the mule. Yeah. I'm a keeper too, but them back at you. Yeah. Call me Mac Moo, I do by you. Yeah. Here, Mississippi shooter, y'all don't get it, though. Y'all talking God, do you really let it go?
I go to Yahweh, I've been meditating. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things, on some things. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. And I told him I'm hesitating on some things. And I told him I'm hesitating on some things. I spoke to Yahweh, I've been meditating. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things.
Podcast was brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio.
That's Benicia Office. I thought that blue.
Big up to my heart and soul, Ebony Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. 1702 Dodge. What's up, Lady Barber? I see you out there.
This is George Hageman, former Dallas Cowboy and Super Bowl champion. Just want to get all you guys to tune into That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2.
Welcome back. J2, you there with me?
Hey.
You there?
Yeah.
You sound like you're fumbling around, bud.
No, I'm good. What's going down now? Well, what are you talking about right now?
Well, right now, before we get into our meat and potatoes portion of tonight, about a little current news, what's going on. You know, Wendy Williams is back. She's got her podcast going, I think, it's getting ready to get up and going. But the whole thing with Wendy Williams with me right now is the fact that was it all a put on? Did they fake because she didn't want to pay alimony anymore to Kevin and pay for Kevin, his family, and his side chick?
Oh, wow.
Did she play crazy? Once her money from her production company stopped, she could not pay alimony. And it was part of the decree that would be all washed up after that, if that occurred.
Right.
Well, that occurred because she was having issues with her money. And, you know, she didn't, I don't know. My opinion.
Well, Big Mouth,
what?
Look. If you were paying alimony to somebody and they got a little side chick and you were married with somebody, what would you do with that?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to pay it either, but you got to remember.
Right.
The side chick has been with him for quite a while. She's known about that side chick. What happened was, it seemed that once that girl had that baby, that just screwed everything up for her publicly in front of people. And she lived right down the street. She done bought a house right down the street. So it wasn't like the girl, the chick on the side was a surprise. The baby, I think, was a surprise, and publicly in her mind, since she's the gossip lady and talking about everybody else, and now here she is having this going on in her life, It was an embarrassment. But I was just wondering because, you know, but she looks good.
Okay, she look as good as she can.
I knew you were going to say something funny. I knew you were going to say something smart.
Wendy Williams look as good as you can. At least you're looking healthy. That's all
you
that
know,
matters.
Money makes you look good. That's for men and women. Because the ugliest dudes, the ugliest, the butt-fuck ugliest of them all will end up with the most beautiful woman. Especially
they don't
money.
Like you guys like me no more. They want the ugly dudes with the money.
Yeah. Beagles. I call them Beagles.
Beagle Regal.
Beagle Regals.
Okay.
What? So what's
I got
going on with the GOP? What's going on with
man,
them?
Man, they don't know. They need to go ahead and get the Speaker of the House. Joe Biden got in some ass and was like, y'all need to get y'all stuff together.
Everybody's getting in their ass. Fox News.
Yeah, like, come on. Stop playing with the government. This is the U.S. government. Stop playing with the principalities of the government.
Nothing can be done in Congress. If the Speaker isn't appointed, they can't pass
they
bills.
They can't move.
They can't do
right.
nothing.
And then, therefore, a government shutdown.
Right. And my thing is, well, who's your alternative person? If you don't want him, then who's your alternative? I haven't heard another person's name mentioned. Or is there somebody
else?
Well,
they said they voted on somebody, but we're still waiting for a response. So the American government, y'all get y'all stuff together, man. Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, or whatever, yeah, get it together, man. Y'all playing with American people's lives.
Okay, for real. Oh, you
yeah,
know what?
Real.
I noticed something. I was looking at the news in, like, across the ways over, like, France, and I do that. Anyway,
Okay. They
had some news that they aren't carrying here in the United States. I wonder why. One, because this family has
you said
so
they're not
much
carrying
it. So meaning they're not talking about it on the news here.
Right.
But they are in Europe and across seas and everywhere. One of the reasons being this particular family has such media influence here in the United States that they can either block information or push information out there. Okay?
Right.
So, I'm going to say allegedly because, you know, just in case they're surfing the net.
Yeah. Just in case.
Okay, they surfing the net and this pops up and they just happen to listen to it. I don't know. But apparently or allegedly, Rob Kardashian OD'd.
Oh, wow, my goodness.
On the 28th of December. And I forgot what drug. I think he had fentanyl or whatever it's called in there.
That's fentanyl.
Fentanyl. His lips were blue.
Yeah, fentanyl is taking everybody out.
Allegedly. And he had been drinking. So.
Oh, that with fentanyl, yeah, your ass is grass. Because guess who else just died? Gangsta Boo from Triple Six Mafia.
Why no? And she was sitting on her
yes. And she was in church. She went back to be a pastor.
Well, so what? What that got to do with it?
And then, you know, she went back to be a
pastor
and then, you know, decided to go ahead and, yeah, let me party with my people. It's New Year's, it's Christmas. And, boom. Gangsta Boo. She was one of the hardest in the South.
God rest her soul and all that. It's unfortunate.
All I Gangsta Boo.
But, oh, my God. What is going on? right
man
now
up, you
in
know.
The world. Seriously, because people are telling everything about everybody.
Yeah.
Who's sleeping with who? Who done walked down the street in underwear? Who was picking their nose? I miss the old days. I'm such an old school person because some things aren't meant to always be told. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, just because you know some Jews, you don't mean you have to say it, but we're gonna get into the crux of it in a second.
You know, people
It's weird.
So I don't know. That's all I got to say on that note.
On that note, I got one more thing to say. You know they fired the UT coach, Mr. Chris.
No.
They fired him.
What?
He had a domestic violence issue at his house or something like that, and they fired the UT coach, basketball coach, or football coach, I'm sorry, football coach from UT.
So when did this happen?
This happened just yesterday.
Wow.
Just yesterday. They fired
him.
He had a domestic violence issue at the house. But they still not saying what happened. You know, if it was the mother, maybe a child or a kid at the house that he got aggressive with. And they fired him. So UT is going to be looking for a new coach.
Wow.
Yep. So like you said, if you have some mental problems at the house, if you have something that's going on, there's one more story I want to say before we go to commercial or whatever, that that guy in Utah that killed the five kids, the granny, the mother-in-law, and the wife and himself.
What?
That happened in Utah. Yes, the whole family of eight, all gone.
Wow.
Big news. Look, this is very serious to us. If you have mental health issues, you need to talk to somebody about something. You want to get something off your chest, you can dial 988. Talk to somebody. Just somebody that'll just listen to you and care for you. Or you know what? How about you call That's What's Up? Hashtag That's What's Up. Hashtag What's Up. If you want to talk to somebody, we'll be glad to listen to you. We'll be glad to listen to you. Call 988 and just let it out. Let somebody know how you're feeling. And that's what's up. Mental health is a big issue now after COVID. So, hey, you know, we want to care on you. We want you to know that somebody out there care.
Yeah, well. On that note, mental health is real.
And mine is real. UGK, 36 Mafia. Another classic, baby. Put some salve in your mouth. Going down.
Swing down.
$1,000,000 shit up on my back. I'm a $1,000,000 Mac. They need $1,000,000,000.
dead and get rich. Easy as ABC. Simple as 1, 2, 3. Get down with UGK. This CBUSB. Cause what's a hoe with no pimp? And what's a pimp with no hoes? Don't be a lame. You know the game and how it goes. We try to get told.
Your next event, or do you want to look fresh at the next interview or the date you're trying to impress? Well, come to the Crossroads Salon, 3033 West Parker Road, unit number 3, Plano, Texas 75023. Yeah, ask my boy Black, he gonna hook you up. 972-207-3447. I said call him again at 972-207-3447. Crossroads Salon, the ultimate personal experience in haircuts. The best in Texas. Yeah.
Already, it's that all-time creative mind, T-High, a.k.a. Mr. Switzerland Esquire, your favorite urban filmmaker, music producer from the South. And you're listening to the hottest blog talk radio show on planet Earth. What is it?
That's What's Up.
With that girl, Big Mouth, and that boy, J2, you now rocking with the best. Let's go.
563-999-3477 is the calling number for those that would like to call in. So, J2, it's meat and potatoes.
Oh, man.
It's just been so much going on. I was trying to be quiet and all that stuff over the holiday break. Things have been popping up. And people have been doing crazy stuff and saying crazy things. And I'm not saying that each person that I'm talking about tonight is crazy, but some of them ride the short bus now. They got to call 988.
Me.
All right. So.
Man, I love that song you played with Bum B and Pimp C, because, got some juice tonight.
That's some player anthem. So,
come on, man.
Let's start with their, what the hell is up with Orlando Brown?
Wow, man. I don't know. Okay, once again, 988.
Well, but then, is it really 988, or is he bipolar, or is he schizophrenic? Because, did a lot of this stuff actually happen to him, and it's just some fucked him up so that he's talking in babbledy-babbledy language? Because if you listen to him, a lot of that stuff sounds very truthful. And then
right,
he goes
right.
up on the deep end. It's like, okay.
Yeah, okay. Did he sound like Herschel Walker?
Yes.
I mean, but at the same time, maybe he was just talking about his real feelings.
Okay. Maybe he was what he was saying, but it sounds so crazy. Like, really, really, like, flippity-floppity, whoppity-wop-wop. You gave me the wop-wop, what the hell
but was,
are you saying?
Was he intoxicated at the same time, too, though? Was he taking medication? If you're schizophrenic, was he on some other things? That, like I said, we could just speculate.
Well, but you know, sometimes he will say stuff and he's out in public, not saying that you can't be lifted out in public, but when he's getting his hair cut, saying, it's just, he be talking about Puffy. He talk about a little bit of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Just like Jaguar.
No. The only thing for me with Jaguar, I appreciate her. I appreciate her letting everybody know. But my question, and Jaguar ain't crazy. She ain't crazy.
By no means. She don't come with it.
But the question I want to ask is, how she know everybody's business?
You know what? Before we even get into it, that's the first thing I said. Okay. All right. Were you there? Did you get this off the street?
I mean, I know you know these people and you were in the industry, but...
Right. Since we've been in the industry, we know.
It's a lot of in-depth information that you keep coming up. Not saying that they're lies. I'm not saying that by no means. What I am saying is, how she knows so much about everybody's business?
Okay, before we are we getting into it right now? Are we about
sure,
to get into
ahead.
It?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, when you know, I was just listening. You know, I know Jaguar Rice, and she you know, she did a Thug Thug, had a couple of great hits and stuff. You know, and. You know, so is this something that she just know or no? Because obviously, you know, she got many posts about it. You know, I've been looking at her posts and stuff. I was like, "Oh, girl, you talking about some juice?" Because there's some real sensitive information that she's saying.
Oh yeah,
very sensitive.
This has been going on.
So that's why I love you playing that Bum B and Pimp C record.
Yeah.
Ooh.
She's
love
a
you,
whole
Jag,
person.
We ain't got no beef with
you. No.
Yeah, we ain't got no beef.
No. You know, I'm going to say something. Right before I got sick, I was in Dallas.
Okay.
And that's when I was working at Harlow MXM down in Deep Ellum. Anyways, I got an Uber home, Lyft home one night. And
okay.
I swear to you, and I swear, my driver was, I thought, was Jaguar. And we were talking about industry stuff and people I knew and, you know, and she kind of chuckled, especially about one name in particular. But it was funny. And later on, all of a sudden, those posts and all that stuff where they're telling everything. And I was like, that was Jaguar. That was who I was riding Jaguar with.
Okay.
So, you know, but she's, man.
We don't want to. Are we getting into it right now? We go out to
commercial. What'd she say? What'd she call the hunk of hunk? I'm sorry.
No, I was like, look, what she's saying is really, really sensitive. I don't want to say it yet till we get on the subject. But I just want you guys to know from Texas, don't be hating Jaguar. Don't hate her for letting out some secrets that she know.
Oh,
now,
no,
she
sir.
She tells the truth.
Because I was inviting her
truth,
to come down to Harbor when I was
conviction.
Over there.
What? Did she come?
No. I was disappointed.
Wow.
I was, and at that time, she was talking about who were some of the people she was exposing at that time. Common. I think she said something about Talib Kweli.
Mm-hmm. Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z's a
Pimp
given.
C.
Alicia Keys. But some of that
Keys.
Stuff that, some of that stuff that she says about Alicia Keys, I can't.
Oh, why did she say that about Alicia Keys? She called Alicia Keys piece of face.
No, well, J2, you don't remember. Alicia, when we first met her, she didn't have the best skin. You don't remember that?
Of course,
she did not have.
Who do? I mean, she's still a young girl. She was, I don't care if you.
She wasn't that young. She wasn't that young.
25 or whatever.
She just has acne problems. So as much as I love Alicia, as much as I love her, you know, but that was the truth on that. And there were things that Jaguar says about people that I have had privy to.
Right.
So when she says these things, I'm like, oh, my God, that's the truth because, you know, I remember that.
That's what it was.
That's what it was. So, but she has her own, she got a podcast. You better listen to it.
Right.
You
I'll listen,
to it, but
like I said, what I want to say is Texas, y'all not ready for this. Y'all not ready for what she said. Y'all not ready, Texas. Don't
what
be
the,
mad. Don't be mad.
The burning hurt, burning and yearning ooh, person.
Man, all the, okay. Ooh, hold up, because this kind of hit me at home. You know,
well,
I love Houston, rap a lot.
Okay.
So we'll talk about it when we come back from the break, because this is going to be juicy, y'all. The whole world, this is going to be juicy.
We'll make it juicy, and that's what's up.
Oh, it's
going
to be juicy.
Okay.
Hey, new blues.
Whoa.
Pin-up girl.
girl, butt naked, dressed in none but pearls. You wanna meet me cause you know I'm freaky, and you wanna eat me cause you say I'm sexy. Got a man in Japan and a dude in Tahiti. But need me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends that pretty. Shaped by the layers, all different flavors. Mafioso, that's how this thing goes. Now everybody come get me the lingo. Shake your body, body, move your body, body. I'm on the dance floor, then hurt your body, body. I'm the one that put the reins in the Rover. When I'm stepping out the ring, yo, it's over. Coming through in the Brooklyn Nip here. We gon' do this just like Big Pop.
Come on, my baby. Put the Bentley, the Hummer, the Benz. Escalade, 23 inch rim. Jumping out the Jaguar with the trim. Keep your bread up and live good.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
George Hageman, former Dallas Cowboy and Super Bowl champion. Just want to get all you guys to tune into That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and Jake 2.
Welcome back. Welcome
yeah.
back, y'all.
Welcome back.
I'm still in vacation, holiday mode. I'm just trying to get back.
Okay.
I'm sitting over here drinking the last of my Irish cream.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm a little lifted. And, you know what I do want to say before we go any further on a
okay.
serious note? I do respect the things that Jaguar has been saying.
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
And I really would love the opportunity to chit-chat with her. You know, because just to find out some things I may not know about, you know,
right.
that we don't know about. You know, I just
right.
really would like to talk to her about that. You know, she's had death threats on her family. Her son
right.
has passed away. They were coming after her after he passed away. They were coming after her and stuff. So, you know, it's
big
been
up
a rough
the
road.
Jaguar. Big up, big up, big
you
up.
Know, people was calling her crazy. She done talked about Clive Davis, all that
mm-hmm.
stuff. Huff,
yeah.
you know, just all that stuff. And those are very prominent people, you know?
Right, right.
And
so she
so
hasn't
you,
been around them for a long time, and you know, and she said she was doing like this 25 years of research. So she did a study. And
no,
she
not research.
She
done been in the game that long.
She done lived it.
Oh, I had to catch my.
It.
I was about to say my ninja properly. Let me say it properly,
mm-hmm.
ninja. But yeah, she you know she sang with Jay-Z. She's worked with Jay-Z, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Philadelphia. You know that whole Philadelphia thing back in the day? That
right.
was Jaguar.
Mm-hmm.
She was a part of that. So, you know, she's just saying what was and what it is and what a lot of people don't know about. She's just telling you what it was.
Right, she's just telling, hey, the pimps, the hustlers, the scammers, the creeps, you know, the whole nine.
The knob slobbers.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to get into that a little bit, y'all. We're going to get
well,
into that.
Not
and,
too
you know,
much,
murderers.
I'm
and,
not trying to get in troubles by the FCCs or anything too sensitive.
Right, right, right. Because I do want to say one thing.
Well, go ahead and say it.
Well, okay. Texas on one side, listen now. Now you can go to Jaguar page and listen to our page. Texas, y'all know we lost one of the biggest and one of the best producers in Texas, a.k.a. Pimp C, that Mr. Carter, a.k.a. Jay-Z, has something to do with.
Allegedly.
Pimp C's, allegedly,
because
we weren't
there, and we don't know. So we are getting all our information secondhand.
Right. So once again, this is entertainment purposes only.
Well, not only that, it's just that the information we can't say for a fact. We have to say it's alleged because we weren't there. We weren't there to see it first. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay.
So
I'm just trying
to see
myself.
Yeah, we got to see why. We got to see why. Because when I heard that, I was like, what? Wait a minute. Through the whole ordeal with, she was talking about Noel Brown. She was talking about Noel. You know who Noel is. The manager of Destiny Child, Beyonce. How allegedly... CY, allegedly that they were pimping Beyonce out, to cover up the fact that they sold Houston to Jay-Z.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Once again, allegedly.
That was supposed to be a Pimp C thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right, because Pimp C... who was supposed to be the next best man. You know, Pimp C and Bun B. I love y'all bros. Rap a lot. You know, Sucker Free, Swisher House. Man, I love y'all to death. But this came as a shock to me when I heard that information. Like, wow. Okay. So I did some fact checking to see if that was really the true thing. Even with Megan Thee Stallion trying to say she want to get out of contract with Rap-A-Lot.
She's trying to get out. Didn't Jay Prince got something to do with her?
Well, Jay Prince gone. So his son is running Rap-A-Lot right now.
Jay Prince ain't gone.
No, he's
nowhere.
Not running it no more. No, I'm just saying he's not in the business.
Jay Prince ain't gone nowhere. Do you hear me?
Right. I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying he's, trying to keep his nose clean out of business.
Where you get that from?
To say, I got that from the last Jaguar interview.
That what? That Jay Prince?
That Megan Thee Stallion, right, and all of them were in cahoots to kill, what's his name? I'm sorry. What's his name that just died in Houston?
Takeoff,
yeah. And try to pin it on the Prince family to, help her get out of her contract.
That
was on one of Jaguars. You gotta see it, that's on Jaguars page on YouTube.
I've seen that. I've seen that. It's a possibility.
So she wanted to be.
If you think about it,
with Rockefeller, and how Rockefeller got the big money selling their business to Iconic to get that $100 million to do what they need to do, and try to release Megan Thee Stallion from the Rap-A-Lot, and then. They in L.A. were they saying she's with Nicki Minaj in L.A. eating the cootie coo.
What? Fighting bunny?
Megan Thee Stallion eating the cootie coo.
Fighting bunny?
Nicki Minaj.
Fighting the bunny.
Bunny. biting the bunny.
Yeah, allegedly.
And, I mean, if you think about it, you know, Jaguar ain't coming with no, well, I mean, she's very, very convincing. I mean, like I said, allegedly, you know, we can talk about it, but it's, I don't know if it's, like, super, super real. So we don't know everything that happened in the music industry. But, like I said, allegedly that she wanted to get out of a contract, and that's why she, you know, trying to get with Rockefeller or, you know,
Rockefeller, are you trying to say with, no. You mean with Def Jam?
Okay, correct me. With Def Jam, yeah.
Yeah, get that right. Def Jam.
With
shout
Def
out
Jam.
To Def Jam. I hate to say that, but I had to shout you out, Junior. Shout out to Def Jam.
Yeah, shout out to Def. This is a legend, Def Jam.
Oh, on that note, that's what's up.
That's what's up.
Nigga, just for the real money making niggas out there, you know. Get your motherfucking money. Don't worry about the next nigga. Get your motherfucking money. Get your motherfucking money, nigga. Get your money.
Yo, 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 yo. This your boy, Ju. Sound like representative. You listen to That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio, Big Mouth, and J2, and it's a family thing, all the way from Dallas to the Bay. Yada.
Yada. What's up, family?
Yada.
What's up,
yada.
Family? Okay.
What up, fam?
So, you know, every time I hear David Banner, it brings back a memory to me that I was at an event with the radio station and he was there and he stayed up in the tree.
Yeah, he stayed up in that tree.
He was in a tree. He had on overalls and no shirt and he sat up in the, he was up in the tree. Like it was,
yeah,
the second
floor.
He was up in there. Up and just chilling.
He climbed up the tree and sat on the limb.
Okay. David Banner.
Okay.
Oh, boy. You know,
David Banner, that's
really
one of my favorite producers, man. He's from the SIP side, ain't he?
He's somewhere. Yep, he sure is. He's from down that way.
Yeah, he's from the SIP side.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny?
Yeah.
I don't really talk much about what's up, because that once again, everybody be telling everything about everything that they
right.
know. If you listen to me, you will get bits and pieces from me. If you listen, sometimes
you
when I talk
listen.
About stories, because I'll slip out and say something, but I don't just say it just to be saying it to get notoriety or anything when I do it.
Right.
Does that make sense? So,
yeah.
I don't know. I was just thinking about, once again, people just got to tell everything.
Keep the peace. Keep the peace.
Everything. So, J2, you know what? I think one of your favorite people is here.
What, Dante the Great?
No.
Big Mouth.
Big Mouth. Yeah, I'm here.
You know what you want, my favorite
up.
People. What you talking about?
Shut up. I think Miss Bev
about?
Is here. Let's bring Miss
Bev. Miss
Bev.
Miss Bev in the ass.
Yeah, I think so. Happy
Good
New
evening.
Year.
Good evening.
Happy New
Happy
Year, Miss
Bev. Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Continue Kwanzaa
all right.
and all that good stuff.
All right. Continue Kwanzaa. Okay.
I'm just coming on, so I don't know what you've talked about earlier. But I came in.
Oh,
we talked
about a multitude.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So,
how was your holiday? We haven't talked to you. You didn't call.
Right. We was missing you, Miss Bev.
Well, I called 1 week and they said you weren't on.
Yeah,
so,
we took a holiday break.
Okay,
yeah,
because so
look,
call.
My voice was out too. I worked a game and my voice was out because it was cold and I couldn't even talk. So I'm just getting my voice back.
You sounded like Kermit the Frog.
I sure
so
did.
So my holidays were wonderful. My youngest
yes.
son came and stayed 5 days with us. And we all had black and red plaid pajamas. We never seemed to be able to put them on at the same time to take a picture. But, however, we had a wonderful time. And it was really very nice. I was waiting for and hoping for the blizzard. Because I love snow and all
you
that.
Was waiting for the snow,
oh,
huh?
I was waiting for it. I love the snow.
Yeah,
I think it's wonderful. And
okay.
So just taking it easy coming into the new year, and
right.
And doing all that, And
so is there anything you would like to share with the listeners about Kwanzaa, since we're still in it? I mistakenly had asked, are we still in Kwanzaa? And yes, we are. I'm sorry for being ignorant to the fact. So, Ms. Beth.
Kwanzaa is every day.
It's seven
always.
Principles to Kwanzaa. It's seven principles to Kwanzaa. Go ahead and give it to him, Ms. Beth.
Okay, well, wait a minute. I'd like to say that Kwanzaa is every day, not just December the 26th of January. Kwanzaa
right.
is every single day. We should carry those principles of togetherness with us every day. It isn't just one day. Oh,
right.
Hold on. I've been doing Kwanzaa now for many, many years. I started out very, very a long time ago, and people are just getting into it. It is not a religious time.
No, that is
it
not.
Is. It, no, it is a cultural act for us, for we a people. It is for us. Principles for us to follow for ourselves to work with.
Right.
Do you know the principles, umojo, unity, to strive and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race? That's every day.
Okay.
We
right.
try in unity. Kuchi Chagalia, self-determination.
Mm.
Ujuma, collective work and responsibility. Ujamaa,
mm-hmm.
cooperative economics. That's real important. Do you know, control so much of the capitalistic funds that go through America? If we
right.
help one another, we buy from one another. If we stop giving certain people money for hair and fingernails, we have built a country because of fingernails and hair. Take off all that acrylic plastic off of your fingers. Let your fingernails grow naturally. They're killing you slowly. Your body needs to breathe. We need to discover if we need to have hair, we need to develop it, our own hair, and develop something other than other people's hair. Because we're making, it's a $1 trillion industry. That's collective work and responsibility. And we'll add some purpose onto that, Nia, with Kumba creativity to build our own hair and make our own $1 trillion industry. And Imani, faith, have faith in one another.
Right. That's a big one.
Dr.
That's a big one.
Seringa created the seven principles. He's created for them to be discussed during the time, during the holidays, because everybody is together. So that's a great time to discuss and get them all started. But they should be
right.
practiced throughout the entire year.
Nice.
So it's not
nice.
Just a, it's not just a 1 week thing. It's a
every day
thing, and that's why we need to just get together. That's what we're talking about as far as our communities, regardless of who, color, race, creed. We just need to come together and say, hey, this is what it, you know, this is what it's about. This is
practice.
What it is.
We need to practice. We need to practice
right.
that every day. All those principles. For each other,
right.
we need to. And one of the things we need to do in the inner cities where our young people don't have money. See, I think most of the crime stems from not having money, and plus so gullible because everybody wants Gucci and Vuitton and Nike and Jordan. And so they don't have the money to buy those. So it's a lot of robbing and stealing and it's all kind of things. First of all,
Well, you know
we need
what,
that,
y'all?
That's
a, you
got right.
You know
right,
what,
right.
y'all, though? We're going to marinate on that real quick. Think about it, and we'll be back. And that's what's up.
And that's what's up. Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
Hey, yo, check this out. This is your boy Picasso Verbidelic, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Verbidelic!
Welcome back, y'all. Yep, J2.
Welcome
I
back,
went
ladies.
There. I went GG Jazz on them. That was a GG Jazz song if I ever heard. What it is, Joe? What's up?
What's up? You did the
All right, so Ms. Bev, you still there with us?
I'm still here.
Ms. Bev.
Yes.
Ms. Bev, are you here?
Yep. Sounds like she's still there.
Okay, what did you cook for Christmas and New Year's?
I prepared, I prepared a turkey with apricot and chestnut stuffing.
Song
I
song.
Prepared candy sweet potatoes. I baked a whipping cream pound cake. I had Brussels sprouts and broccoli. I had a fresh cranberry orange mold. And I didn't do any carbohydrates because I'm trying not to eat that. So, and that's about all. I didn't make any cookies this year.
No cake?
You didn't make no cookies? You didn't make no cookies.
I make about four kinds of different cookies and share, but I didn't do any cookies. But I did make a cake. I made that.
Mm.
And then we had salmon a couple of days later. But for the first day of Kwanzaa, I had salmon and a wonderful salad.
Okay.
And
That sounds good.
Definitely.
I didn't bake any.
Oh, Ms. Bev.
Yeah.
It was just, you disappeared. We didn't hear from you. We got worried a minute there. But I'm glad to hear that you had a good holiday and that you spent it with the family. So, we're going to chat
again
next
week.
Make sure you give us a call back next week and we can chat a little more.
Okay. I want to say something real quick. Miss Bev.
Peace, stay tuned, and Big Mouth.
What you got to say, Jason?
I want to say something real quick.
Yes.
I want to say something real quick. Ms. Bev, you are a number one fan. I'm going to have to send you a plaque.
Oh, thank you.
That you are a number one fan on That's What's Up.
Thank you. I told you I love radio, and I've been a fan since a child. And so once I found you, I'm with you.
All right.
That's What's Up.
Thank
you.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you, too. Peace.
Miss, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Bell.
Miss
Bell.
Man, do you understand that she and my mother grew up together? They were best friends. That's how well I know this woman. And I really am so happy at the fact that, you know, that she participates with us and she comes on and she enjoys it. And that's what I enjoy about it. On that note, in a few seconds, J2, we can start with the affirmations. But you know what I wanted to remind you of?
Yes.
In the air, the landing gears up. This is Tim Booty Wilson and the Booty Callers. They call it Booty. Give me that booty, show me the booty, give me the booty, I want the booty, back up the booty, I need the booty, I like the booty, oh what a booty, shaking that booty, I saw the booty, I want the booty, Lord what a booty, bring on the booty, give up the booty, loving the booty, round booty, down with the booty, I want the booty, hunting the booty, chasing the booty, casing the booty, getting the booty, beautiful booty, smoking booty, talk to the booty, more booty, fine booty. All about the booty, big old booty, serious booty, amazing booty, I'll take the booty, where's the booty, stare at the booty, walking the booty, touching the booty, who's got the booty, grabbing the booty, rubbing the booty, loving the booty, hugging the booty, kissing the booty, holding the booty, watching the booty,
oh my God.
Kicking the booty. Sleeping booty, screaming booty, harder booty, softer booty, sweeter booty, sour booty, new booty, used booty, who's booty, sister's booty, your mama's booty, cooking booty, mean booty, good luck with the booty, barn booty, home booty, road booty, found booty, covered booty, bare booty, sweated booty, part of that booty, bad booty, sadder booty.
pursuing the booty, scared of the booty, expensive booty, cheap booty, discount booty, rented booty, leased booty, selling the booty, working booty, easy booty, sleazy booty, greasy booty. Need a lot more booty, wet booty, dry booty. I hope that one's my booty, pretty booty, pretty booty. Little bitty booty, beautiful booty, caressing the booty, dissing the booty, missing the booty, messing with the booty. Oh, what a wonderful booty, powerful booty, finding the booty, give me the booty. Wake up booty, breakfast booty, lunch booty, supper booty, dinner booty, expensive booty, cheap booty, buffet booty, hot booty, cold booty, takeout booty, delivery booty, all booty. Booty, 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 booty.
This is Jacob Blake Sr. listening to That's What's Up on Blog Top Radio with Big Mouth and Jay Tizzle.
Welcome back. It's about
Welcome
that booty.
Back. Oh.
Booty.
Man, about that booty, man. You can't come in without no booty in 2023.
Okay.
You need all kind of booty in 20. That was
real
funny.
Booty,
that was
not
funny.
Real
that
booty.
It was funny.
I was telling you, I told you about that song.
Right. You finally found it. Oh my God, he is funny with the booty, man. He talking about all kind of booty.
Booty, booty, look at that booty.
Booty, booty.
Well, Jay,
yeah,
it was just me getting back into the groove of things and working these controls again and coming up with stuff to say about stuff, which I really didn't do too much of today.
Well, that's what's up, booty.
Okay.
That was
you
a good. That was a good. That
silly.
Was a good.
I like that song, and I'm not going to tell you where
hold
I
on,
first heard of that.
We're not going to say that.
Hold on. The first place that I heard it was. Wait a minute. Hold on, here we go.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty. Back up the booty. I need the
first time I heard that
booty.
Song, I was at the Hidden Door.
Oh.
Now, if you know about the Door, and I love the Door, they love me. I know everybody in there. They know me. All that stuff. I was like the little ambassador in there. But for those of you that don't know, it's called the Hidden Door
know.
For a reason. But that's where I was
right.
when I heard
find,
that song.
It.
So when I was trying to research the song again because I couldn't find it, I called my friends from the Hidden Door to find out where.
Okay, and he finally contacted you.
Well, not just one. It was several. It was several. But, yeah, that booty, that song has just always cracked me up.
Oh, let me
say
that booty.
But just the irony of where I heard it from, you know what I'm saying?
Righteous.
Shout out to the Hidden
yes.
Door. I love you guys. I miss you all. And rest in peace, Casey Gordon. On that note.
Rest in peace. On that note, what's the little affirmation I got for 2023? Hey, look, just like one person told me, one intelligent sister, he told me, hey, in 2023, you got to do something new to need to do what you do. Try something new, even if it's scary. Even if you have to just step outside your comfort zone to do what you need to do to make sure that you achieve your goal. That's what 2023 is. Reach out there. Do what you need to do to make yourself successful. That came from one of my greatest mentors, Love you.
He's so silly.
Love you. Love you very much.
Invest
and you know
in
who I'm talking to.
Invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. Because if you don't
invest
do it,
in yourself.
Oh, nobody else.
Nobody
will.
Else.
If you don't believe in yourself, you got to invest in yourself. Nobody
it's
else.
It's not
going to
happen.
All right. Well, I'm starting to think about my hamburger and french fries that I am going to make tonight and my cabinet that I'm going to put together. And I could have done that earlier if they had brought that package just
to your house,
to the entryway.
Right.
Anyway. So it's nice chatting with you. I'm glad you're back, J2.
Rogers, I'm glad you're back too, Baymo.
Yeah, I got to get up early in the morning. I know everybody be so sick of me because I be up early in the morning, and I be up
The last time I talked to you, I was tootie tootie to the wind.
Oh yeah, you was real. You had the lickety voice.
The lickety.
Which I'm sure means you probably had the lickety breath.
What you know what? I don't really go out too much. I don't go out too much.
Woo. Thank you, breath.
Right. I don't go out too much. You know, I brush my teeth like 3 times a day, so.
Well, I don't care how many times. After so much alcohol, your breath be stanky.
Well, you know that. You know that.
They call me yuck mouth because I don't breath.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't, miss. I'm levitated.
Okay. Oh, real quick, y'all. You know what I forgot to tell everybody? Coming soon. Coming soon. That's whatsup.com.
All right.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited about that. That's whatsup.com coming soon. So, it's got, you know,
y'all
and news and all that different type of stuff.
Entertainment and news as such.
Yep. So, okay, J2, I'm hungry now and I'm ready to get off.
Oh, you ready to go? Oh, look, you ain't made me nothing.
No, I'm sorry. No cob. No cob.
Send it from Chicago.
Okay, keep waiting.
Send me something from Chicago.
Keep waiting. Like the farmer said to the potato, plant you now. Well, I don't want to go home yet. Where is my potato people? See, I got to get back. Oh, you know what? Before I go, and this is only real quick, shout out to QP. QP. Love you, baby.
Shout out to Bill Original. Shout out to Triple D.
I let the world see my fall from grace. My shoes is laced. My stock is up. Some checks is too. Harlem doubters from a couple years back. I wave high by in the same step. I'm Westbrook that bounce the fool. I'm living proof, having faith, move mountains, dude. Even a mama know a baby moved an ounce or two. Never claim to be an Escobar. Fuck ball for ball, let's go heart for heart. Guaranteed you lose. You are witnessing the artist turn to a martyr. Them trials and tribulations made me get smarter. Watching my son born made me feel softer. But on that very day wanted to go harder. Funny how life can do you. We face to face but ain't congruent. Look at the minds you ruin. Look at the ones I influence. I'm etched in stone like ancient ruins. Still grateful for the grace. It's a lesson in losing. Fuck your analytics. This is calisthenics. Every bar I've been behind, bitch, I really meant it. Apologies to my fans, so it took a minute. Ain't worried about a label when the people feel it. How I go out of style if I'm authentic. Shit, I just crack a smile when they ask me about a gimmick and tell them I'm no limit in the 90s. Jeezy and 2000, whole city behind me. New Dallas is my palace, homie, watch the throne. Feel better being on my own, nigga, the fall.
And on that note, like the farmer said to the potato, plant you now and dig you later. Good night, J2. I am so hungry. J2? I guess I lost him. Good night,
love you.
Y'all.
Love you.
Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.